exercise with silver and gold tones of creation. Step 1. Sit quietly and synthesize all chakras. Please use the synthesis meditation from Ascension Insights Volume 1. Cross-check for missing language of light tones and retrieve them while releasing the karma with those who took them. Release the cords of attachment that one is ready to in the act of synthesis. Step 2. Now fill each of your small chakras and grid work with a combination of gold and silver best suited to one's new astrology sign. One may simply intend to allow one's dragon soul or creator soul and source to determine the best combination. Step 3. Now fill the larger chakras with a combination of gold and silver, including the 1st through 7th or 12th chakra. For those who are ascending beyond 3,000 segments, 5 additional chakras gradually open beyond the 7th chakra. Step 4. Now balance the left and right side of the form, filling the left or feminine side with gold and the right or masculine side with silver. Balance the right and left sides of the field so that they hold the same amount of chi and are the same size. Step 5. Now fill all of the 4 subtle bodies with the gold and silver tones. Add silver to the mental and creative bodies and gold to the intuitive and emotional bodies, balancing all 4 with even amounts of chi so that they are the same size. Step 6. Now fill the larger chakras in one's auric field with the gold and silver tones as one source determines appropriate. Step 7. One will find that the gold and silver assist in more greatly unifying one's field. However, one may also then become aware of schism that one previously skipped over in one's ascent. As this occurs, simply intend to integrate the schisms during dream time. utilizing cancellation to clear karma. The gold and silver planes are mirrors through which one may cancel karma now that they are available again surrounding Earth. Cancellation of karma occurs generally in the act of recasting for most ascending initiates and while one is asleep. Now that the gold and silver planes are available in dream time, one can be recast while in meditation and conscious. In so doing, one can increase the pace of their ascent by doing what one was previously restricted to do at night and in dream time while asleep. Up until now, one would travel holographically to a temple that would provide the mirrors. Now one can sit quietly in meditation and call a gold and silver mirror in front of oneself. One can utilize such mirrors to allow ancestral karma to be cleared while awake. One can utilize the symbol meditation suggested below to augment one's ascension. Meditation for conscious recasting. Step 1. Sit quietly with eyes closed. Synthesize and anchor the gold and silver tones of creation in the above meditation. Step 2. Imagine in front of oneself a golden mirror and behind oneself a silver mirror. Step 3. Request all ancestors that one has a particular karma founded upon a particular thought form to stand in front of oneself in the golden mirror. Step 4. Request all ancestors that have the opposite karma founded upon the same thought form to stand behind oneself in the silver mirror. Step 5. Push the two mirrors together, canceling the two sets of ancestors out entirely. One will notice that the ancestors disappear in the process. In so doing, all karma is erased that is related to whatever thought form that one is working upon transcending in the moment. Step 6. Repeat steps 3 through 5 with the next layer of karma and thought forms one is transcending until there are no further ancestors available. Step 7. As all ancestors are cleared of their karma, invite them to merge with oneself, blending of their knowledge and experience with your continued life dance. Step 8. Any ancestors that fail to disappear as the two mirrors are pushed together are not one's own ancestors, or they may be ascended master souls pretending to be ancestors. Please send such fake ancestors to the Aurora and Source of Earth for examination. Ancestors' planes. All ancestors must merge with ascended initiates as karma is released from their particular lifetime. This ensures that all ancestors are contributing to the continuous ascent of all initiates. For it is only as ancestors merge within that one can then benefit from the knowledge that they held in a particular lifetime or sequence of lifetimes. This augments one's knowledge for continued ascension and also manifestation of one's dream. Often manifestation difficulties will be related to ancestors who fractured in particular life experiences in which a dream did or did not come true. This causes a lack of such information, causing initiates to experience difficulty with manifestation or financial lack. As each ancestor who holds dream weaving knowledge is reunited through ascension, such knowledge then becomes available for the initiate to draw upon, bringing an end to the experience of lack. Ancestors often have personality and judgment of their own. Sometimes they can sway an initiate in the wrong direction with their lamenting over this or that loss in their given lifetime. As the ancestors reunite within, such judgment is released in the process, and the ancestral persona dissolved and united with one's own consciousness. As this occurs, the gifts and talents locked in the ancestor are transferred into one's life experience. Earth has removed all planes of reality that ancestors once danced upon, free from ascending embodiments. Now all ancestors that are related to the karma that ascended initiates are releasing are the only ancestors allowed in the field around any initiate. As the karma is released, such ancestors must merge, and this is the new decree of Earth. Such merger allows for the rewards of ascension and the knowledge retrieved to benefit the initiate. All of the hard work of ascension should have some pay-ups in Earth's estimation. And this is why intending that one's ancestors unite as all karma is released is a suggested part of one's daily meditation.